Gordo's Corner brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and Smith Thompson Home Security.
A little good business news for you. In March, DFW added 23,000 jobs. It's the biggest monthly gain since October. And in February, we lost 25,000 jobs. But now we've gained 23,000.
Okay.
So it's pretty good. In March, Texas added 99,000 jobs. And by year end, Texas is projected to add 800,000 jobs. So Texas kind of leading the nation.
Texas.
It's pretty good. Cool. Good news. We talked about the Oscars at 7:35 today with Craig's Ultimate Movies, a.k.a. What was it called again? What was the acronym?
Craig's Entertainment Spotlight?
Okay, yes. CES. Craig's Entertainment Spotlight.
I don't really go by the acronym there. I go by, in Craig's Amazing Sports Hypotheticals, is known as CASH.
Okay. Glenn Close moment. Was it as great as everyone was making it out to
no.
be?
What's
Can
the
I finish the question?
No, the answer is no.
I think she was reading.
You do?
Yes.
So
there's no way she knew that much about DeBud.
She,
the song.
Or she DeBud. Was asked. She was asked if she recognized the track that DJ Questlove was playing, and she identified it as DaBut from Spike Lee's movie School Days back in 1988. So she not only knew the song, but she had it the where the song appeared prominently in a movie, and and so you think it was staged. Then the host asked her, can you do DaBut, the dance? And Glenn Close, at the age of 74, gets up and twerks, and everyone goes crazy.
Hey, let me see you do the butt. Let's see it.
So well, you think that was staged?
And yes, and in a night that boring, of course that's going to be the highlight. Nothing else happened.
Everyone went crazy. Some people were calling for her to be given an extra Oscar for that.
I think it very well may have been staged, but it's hard to tell because she's such a brilliant actor.
She is.
She didn't win.
But you notice she's like looking down when she was saying all that about the song? It's almost like she was looking down at a card or something.
Oh, she could remember one line.
The LA Times confirms that the whole thing was scripted.
Told ya!
Yep.
Scripted.
Told ya.
Well, I don't doubt that it was scripted. I do doubt that she had to read a card.
Oh, I think she was.
I think she was still reading the card.
Really?
Yeah, she was so unfamiliar.
She's Glenn Close.
Yeah, but you don't understand, Junior. Most actors now don't memorize their lines. The big actors. They all wear earwigs. They all have their lines delivered to them.
Tell me she had one line last night. Did they just spring it on her, or was this planned a week in advance?
She is 74.
So? She still acts.
Is this a good song, though?
Yes. You want to throw your ass in a circle? This is a great song.
Hey.
What?
Jeez, man.
It's a family show.
We have a lot of clergy
that
listening to the program right now.
Throw that ass in a circle.
And the way she was delivering the line was just such bad acting. That's how I knew it was scripted.
And she cussed. She said that it was blanking outrageous that School Days was snubbed by the Oscars when it came out.
I don't think she called them Experience Unlimited. I think she called them EU.
She was very hip. She's very hip. Called them EU. But I think that the cussing was even scripted.
Maybe. Yeah.
To create a moment. Now, of course, DaBut is different from this song, which is Boogie in Your Butt.
This is one of your favorites,
one of the greatest songs of all time by Eddie Murphy. Oh, my gosh. When I first heard this,
you thought it was the funniest
I was
ever.
A kid, and I thought it was hilarious. I thought comedy couldn't get any better than this right here.
Kind of with you.
It was such an insane premise.
Yeah.
And
Hey, I ain't putting no boogie in nobody's butt. That's nasty, man. What you talking about? Putting boogies in people's butt. Drunk of mine or something? Go to jail for doing something like that. Well, step aside, my friend. I've been doing it for years. I say, sit on down. Open your eyes and open up your ears. Say, put a tree in your butt. Put a bubble bee in your butt. Put a clock in your butt. Put a big rock in your butt. Say, put some fleas in your butt. Say, stop to sneeze in your butt. Say, put a tin can in your butt. Put a little tiny man in your butt. Say, put a light in your butt. Say,
okay, now imagine me. Now I'm rolling on the floor with laughter when I'm hearing it the first time.
After the tin can.
Falling off my bed, rolling on the, sneezing in that area, putting a rock there, putting a clock there, putting a light there.
Right in your butt, I say, put a TV in your butt, I say, put me in your butt, you're about to say.
And the fact that he produced a whole song around this.
Yeah. Was it like Disco Duck? Did it climb the charts and like become like a top 50 hit?
I think so.
I don't know how well Boogie in Your Butt did.
Didn't Disco Duck go number one?
Oh, yeah. Rick D's Disco Duck.
Yeah.
Which I always cite that as
I thought that was
being the ultimate
genius.
Defeat for every musician in the whole world who strives to ever get to number one. Think of like a band like Journey. You think, oh, some of the greatest hit makers of all time, right? Journey?
Right.
You know they never had a number one hit?
Well, they didn't, they didn't have Donald Duck saying, oh, yeah, mama.
It's just madness. They had to actually hire backup singers to sing that.
Yeah.
I ain't put no trees in nobody's butt, no bees in nobody's butt. Put nothing, you must be out your mind, man. Do y'all get paid for doing this? Because y'all got to get some kind of money, because this don't sound like the kind of... I'd rather golf, to be perfectly honest, than put something in somebody's butt. Be truthful.
It's just a waste of time.
Totally.
Yeah.
All right, and then we had a local station that was pranked. This happened on Friday. And I think it was Channel 4. How they did not catch this... You know, when they do birthdays, they show, you know, average viewer birthdays. I'm not talking about just famous people. It's the old,
maybe somebody turns 90 or
somebody turns 90 or 100. We got to put it up there, and you show a picture of them, and you have balloons on the screen, and it's a nice little community touch. Well, somebody actually got this name onto Channel 4. Harry Sackrider. Turned 99. Fox 4 wished him a happy birthday.
Oh, my God.
Is there any doubt that Ducey was the one who changed his voice and called that one in? Harry Sackrider.
I've never heard that one before.
Big Harry Sackrider.
For PA pranks at a grocery store or airport or TV station.
Harry Sackrider.
We're Harry Cox. Big Harry Cox.
Oh, God. Spelled C-O-X. Totally safe. That was the biggest accomplishment of my life, was working in collaboration with Corby and getting Chuck Cooperstein to read that name.
And how did the email set up? Or the facts, right?
Yeah, Coop was talking about like how linemen have gotten so much bigger in the NFL or some subject like that. And so Corby and I, this is when we took faxes instead of emails. And Corbin and I went in the other room and made up this, like, this fake fax, you know, hand wrote it out and delivered it. And it was from a guy who played college football. And he talked about how big they were back when he played. And his name was Harry Cox, but we put his quotes in front of his name. We put Big was his nickname.
Didn't he say something in the fax to Chuck, like, I'm pretty big guy now, you know, I've put on some weight or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Really set it up.
Yeah, we set it up that he was a bigger guy. And his name was...
Big Harry.
So when,
excuse me.
And then Chuck read that on the air. How do you fall for that?
What did it sound like?
And Coop, so straight-laced. I mean, you did not mess around on his show. And the fact that Corby and I got that on Coop's show. Oh, I mean, this was resume material for us. Play it, Jer.
We're Harry Cox. Big Harry Cox.
Yeah,
God,
yes.
Because he doesn't think like you.
Oh. Would you have fallen for that
one,
George?
I may have.
I remember, what airport were we in when we were trying to get those fake names? Tampa, yeah.
Yeah, we were having a field day.
I tried the accent and tried to get Jacques.
Yeah, they were on to
Mr.
you after a
Mr. Mihov. That was the character I was trying to get on the
yeah.
PA system.
So I got Ribby Paltz on the airport PA system.
Yeah.
And we got a couple of others, and then they banned us.
They stopped paging anyone in the airport.
Yeah, we all just had a page every 30 seconds. I mean, you were just pummeling them.
By the way, we weren't 12 at the time. We were like 42.
Yeah.
I get this email from David. He says, "Dear Musers, for years, I've been a fan of the flyby characters that pop in for a second to say, 'Hey, guys,' and then disappear. A couple years ago, I started making a note in my phone every time I heard one. And on Friday, you guys put my list over 100.
Wow.
Friday, we hit the 100 mark on his list with Ginger Assassin.
Ah, okay.
Who are we talking about?
In Name That Sport, the bowler.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
It's known as the Ginger Assassin. And hey, guys. And I thought I would share it with you guys. Hope you enjoy. Thank you for what you do to your bodies and bring back my Joey. Thanks,
okay.
P1 Dave.
Okay. Terrible bear trap.
So I figured I would let you guys name a letter of the alphabet, and I will tell you the names that we've had on that, the flyby characters that have joined us.
X.
X. Did we have an X? No X's.
Let's start with A.
A. Al G. Al Kalinity. Alan Wrenches.
Alan Wrenches.
Allegation. Alley Oops. Android. Anthrax. Answer. Answer.
Gosh.
Answer me. Answer me.
Okay.
Antenna. Anonymity. Anna. Lytics. She's joined us a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Show. Yeah, she's been around a lot. Animation. Animator. Anniversary. Anesthesia. And anaphylactic shock. That was a hyphenated married name. Mm-hmm. Phylactic shock. Aerial shot. Aerial view. Art Illery.
Hmm. It's a little bit of a stretch there.
You know, A is the one we have the most of.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Artillery. Antiquated. Anti-venom.
I bet lots of antis.
Antibodies.
Yeah.
Anti-vaxxer. Aurora Borealis. Ant C. Antarctica. Those are all of our A names.
I'm going to ask for G because my favorite, I believe, is going to be listed here.
Well, Ginger Assassin, I told you.
Mm-hmm.
General Area. There's lots of military represented here in G's. General Consensus. General Lee. Well, that one actually is a real guy. General Lee.
Generally,
someone said General Lee. Okay, gotcha. General Lee Avoided. Another hyphenated last name, Lee Avoided. General Hygiene, General Laziness, General Situation.
These are some of our most decorated military members.
And Georgia Nightclub.
Oh, he missed my favorite.
What?
General Sports Landscape.
No, that's wrong. That's Baron Sports Landscape.
That's right. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
The Baron Sports Landscape, at ease.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I apologize. That's my favorite. Baron Sports Landscape.
All right, Baron.
Give me one more letter, and I'll read you some flybys.
L.
L.
Anything good there?
L. He only has three of the L's. Now, granted, this is just Dave's list, so this is only when he's been listening. So he may have missed some. Less intimidating. Lose page. Lou Spage, Luce Page, leukemia.
Way to go.
He joined us for a little medical.
See, I don't think Luce Page counts.
I don't think so either.
I'm sure you tried to shoehorn it.
Right.
But I don't think that counts when it's not a legit or even remotely legit last name. Spage is not a name.
Chaos.
Yeah.
I've heard from Chaos.
She's appeared a lot.
What do you think Rossity's first name is?
Jen?
Jenna, yeah.
Oh, Jenna, yeah.
Jenna. Let's see.
These were all characters from Sam from Sales?
No, these were all mentioned on our show, George. What do you think? This is another hyphenated Mary name. Go Round.
Oh, that's Mary. I went to school with her.
You went to school with Mary Go Round?
Uh-huh.
Gosh. How about Attrition? Well, this is a good one for you. Can you guess the first name of Attrition? Mr. Attrition. I'll give you a hint. He provides medical care to children. And he goes by kind of a childish name.
Oh. Well, Pedia?
No, his last name is Attrition. Pediatrician. I did not get that one.
But is Attrition a last name? No.
It is for him.
No. Then you could basically make any word work.
How about middle initial is N, last name is Getty. What is the woman's name?
Sarah.
Sarah and Getty. Sarah and Getty.
All right. Tell the P1 thank you for that list.
Yes.
Thank you.
Tell him.
Thank you for the list.
Okay, very good. That's The Corner, 9:32 on the ticket. Coming up next, David Moore joins us from the Morning News, our Ranch Report. We start breaking down what the Cowboys will do this week in the draft.